Hello, everybody. Good morning. How's everybody doing today? Happy Saturday. Let me get all my things set up as y'all are coming in. Go ahead and say good morning to everybody in the chat. I am Coach Christy, and today is open coaching for members that are in maintenance. Hi, Carol from Delaware. Okay. Where else are we from today? We've got Delaware in the house. Good morning from the Nashville suburbs. All right, Audrey. Very cool. Very cool. Okay, I am so excited about this call this morning. But I wanted to tell you before I tell you what we're talking about, it came from a Facebook, the topic, oh, Minnesota says hi. Oklahoma City, you're not far from me. Hey, Ellen from Virginia, San Diego, Iowa, California. Wow, we are all over the place today. Tampa Bay, I used to live in Tampa, Tacoma, Rhode Island, Boston in the house. Hey, Vivian. All right. Nice. Okay. So I love to go through the maintenance Facebook page and sort of get ideas of topics that we can talk about. You know, I love that No BS offers maintenance support. You know, all the other diets that I ever did, kind of we didn't really have anything for maintenance. And so I love that we have that, and I love that we have our community. So the topic for today is from the Jersey Shore. Hi, Tammy. Okay, I'm distracted, y'all. But the topic for today came from a post back in the beginning of August from Louise Levicki. I don't know if you're on this call today, but if you are, thank you for your post. She and I had actually coached, and I'm just going to read you the post and then tell you what the topic is. We're going to I'm going to give you sort of like a little 5-step process. So if you want to go ahead and take this time to grab some paper and a pencil, that way you don't have to rewatch this a million times to get the 5 steps. Okay. So Louise says, thank you so much for the call yesterday, Coach Christy. She asked about life in maintenance and finding a new challenge or slash calling. I encouraged her to bring the question to the group. So she says, weight loss consumed my thoughts for most of my life, and now I have been maintaining for a couple of years. She says, I regularly put on and lose 5 pounds, but that's just part of my maintenance, and I'm learning to be okay with it. Now I'm thinking I'm feeling a little stuck. More peace with eating and body image means I have energy to put elsewhere, which is so amazing, right? Because this is what we wanted, right? We wanted to learn how to let life just be our focus for our joy and our energies. And, you know, for many of us that have been trying to lose weight for 20 plus years or 30 plus years or 40 plus years or whatever the case may be, it seems like that's always been the number one goal. I mean, I remember when I joined No BS back in 2018, thinking, I cannot wait until the January rolls around, January 1st, and weight loss isn't my number one New Year's resolution. I want it to be something else. I want it to be something, you know, about my life or my family. And so kind of that's what we're talking about today. So she says, Coach Christy Davis suggested making a list of all the things I would love to do and start to hone in on one that really gets me fired up. And then just let the negative thoughts come, saying to myself, anything on this list is possible, and she's working on it. So she posted and asked for some suggestions from those of you that are in Facebook in the maintenance group. And by the way, if you are not in the Facebook group, you can go to the website and join the maintenance group there, and then you'll get access to the maintenance homepage, and you can click to join the maintenance group from there. So today's topic, based on that post, let me pull up my notes. Is about life after maintenance. Life after maintenance. I feel like this is a topic that I don't know. I feel like it's great for No BS because the steps that I'm going to give you to sort of help you create the life after maintenance that you've been hoping for are very commensurate with how we teach weight loss. It's really not that different. Shocker, right? Because it's all about like allowing yourself to dream a little bit, getting over the thought hurdles that are standing in your way of creating the life that you want. So, The first thing that we want to do when we talk about life after maintenance is we want to understand what our limiting beliefs are. And some of y'all, when you first started with No BS, you might have done this in your weight loss journey, right? Like when you, if you ever got coached on a coaching call or went to ask coaches or posted in Facebook about a struggle that you were having or an obstacle that you were having, you might have been directed by a coach or maybe another member who had been around a little bit longer to ask you what your thoughts were about it. Right. So the first thing we want to do when we think about what does life after maintenance look like is we want to, before we even get into it, we want to identify what are our limiting beliefs around whatever it is we think we want to do next. So for example, what internal barriers do you have? What fears do you have that might prevent you from even dreaming about your goals? Examples might include, you know, I'm not good enough. I don't have time. I'm too old. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. Anybody else think what? Anybody else? Can you think of another barrier that you have? What's keeping you from dreaming a little bit? I'm too old is mine. Yeah, Vivian. Right. As if there's a limit on there, right? Or as if there's an age limit. There is not. I can kind of relate to this because I will tell you, so like some of y'all may know, I have two children. I have Jack, who is 23 and he's in the Air Force. And then I have Emma, who is about to be 21 in February, and she is a junior in college. Well, when my youngest left, I had been a stay-at-home mom for years and years. Before that, I was a teacher, a middle school teacher. And when she left for college, actually her senior year, I started thinking about like, okay, now what? Like now that my kids are sort of leaving, like what am I going to do next? And I had a crap ton of limiting beliefs. Like when I allowed myself to be open to the idea that the sky was the limit, I had some great aspirations. Some of you may know the story. My biggest aspiration was to become a life coach and work for No BS. Like that's what I wanted to do. And you can only imagine as soon as because my husband asked me, he's like, well, what do you want to do? Cause I was like, I don't think I really want to go back to teaching. I wanted to work from home and I had all these other reasons. And so he said, okay, what do you want to do? And I'm like, you know, I really just want to work for Corinne Crabtree and I want to be a weight loss coach. And I want to help people reach their weight loss goals and create the life of their dreams and all those things. And he was, you know, of course, you know, somebody else looking at you is like, okay, go do it. And then you're like, oh, right. I had all the thoughts, y'all, like logistical ones, like, oh, I got to go to life coach school. Well, that's not cheap. You know, well, what if I'm not good? What if No BS doesn't hire me? Like this could be a waste of time. What, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like all the things. Right. So those were my limiting beliefs. And so I had to work through those. It took me about 3 months, honestly, before I push the let's go to life coach school button. So that's the first thing we want to do is we want to work through these limiting beliefs. And this is all before you even get to the first five steps. Okay. Most of the time, the obstacle that is in our way is our negative self-talk, right? It's your negative self-talk, which the examples I gave you earlier, I'm not good enough. I'm too old. It's too hard. I'm not smart enough. Like what everybody else is better than me, all the things that we think, right? So you're going to use the same skills that you've used along your weight loss journey. You're going to use all the techniques we teach about like, first of all, make a list of all the mental obstacles. That's what I did. I was like, it's too much money. What if I'm not good? What if Corinne doesn't hire me? What will I do? Like I made a list of all the thoughts, reasons to not do it, if you will. I just made a list. I wrote them all out because I wanted to see them, right? And then I just took them one at a time. And I did what we do in No BS. I said, okay, that might be true. Like, for example, I'm just going to tell y'all right now, going to the life coach school is very expensive. So that wasn't something that I could like reframe my thought around. It was a fact at how much it cost, right? So I had to say, okay, this is true. But this is also true. That's equal airtime, right? We teach that in OBS. So yes, the life coach school is very expensive, right? But I'm investing in a new career that eventually will pay for itself, right? So I had to just balance the scales a little bit. I had to look at some of my crappy thoughts. I'm not good enough. Says who? Like, how do you know, right? Like, no, if you go to life coach school, you will become a better coach, right? So I had to just take each individual mental obstacle that my brain was throwing at me, and I had to either reframe it, equal airtime it. And I'm just going to be honest, some of them were like a complete swipe left. Like some of them that were like, well, that's just silly. That's not even a good reason, right? So that's what I want you to do. I want you to reframe some of those thoughts, practice some equal airtime. But that's the first thing before we even get into the five steps of what does life look like after maintenance and how do you go about creating the life of your dreams. First, identify your limiting beliefs. I know, I think it was Vivian. I gotta scroll back up. Thanks, Annette. So glad I pushed the button. I know, me too, me too. Vivian says, yeah, I'm too old is mine, right? So I would love for you to practice like reframing that thought, reframing I'm too old, right? Like who says that? Who decided that? Who told you were too old, right? Like, I don't care if I'm 90, I hope to still be evolving into the person that I want to be. And I want to squeeze every ounce of joy that is available to me in my whole life. I don't ever want to give up trying to be the best version of me. Right. And so there's no age limit on that. No age limit on that. Okay. So let's talk about the five steps. All right. Everybody get your pencils out. Here we go. Thanks, Jean. Jean's taking notes. Jody says, oh, I always knew you would get the job. Thank you, Jody. I did not know that. Y'all, I don't know if y'all know this, but I applied three times before I got hired by NoBS, and it was the perfect time for me. Because before I worked for NoBS, I actually had my own coaching business and I was coaching teens and I love that too. So it was the perfect time for me to get hired. Okay. So step number one, here's the first thing that I want you to do. It kind of goes with limiting beliefs and it's going to help you with that limiting belief thought work. I want you to reflect on your journey of weight loss. Think back to when you first started losing your weight. Okay. Why is this important to do? Well, because doing this step, reflecting on the success you've had in weight loss is going to help you connect with those deeper motivations that were behind your weight loss goal, as well as all the habits and lessons that you've learned along the way. Okay. So that's why it's really important to just go through and show your brain, hey, look at what we just did. We're in maintenance. We've accomplished this goal. Here's what I learned along the way. Because here's the truth, right? Nobody knows the path on how to reach a goal until they get there, right? That's true. We're all just sort of making it up, right? We're like, okay, I'm going to try this. And then I'm going to try this. And then once we reach our goal, we can look back and we can say, okay, here are the steps that I did. Here's how I got here. But nobody really knows until we get to the goal. So reflect back, go back and show your brain, hey, I've already accomplished this one thing. Get in your journals with this, right? Reflect on all those challenges you overcame, how you felt at different stages. I mean, like when I first joined OBS, it was like shiny and new. I was so excited. You know, I knew it was going to work. I was just doing all the things. And then I kind of went through this period of like, oh, I think it was probably, you know, triggered by the scale ticking up. And then I started having thoughts like, oh my God, I thought this was the answer, blah, blah, blah. So I had that feeling. And then I had the feeling of once I started getting going again, and now I'm in this feeling where it's like, okay, this is just stuff I do. Like it feels very neutral. It's not super exciting. And I'm not super negative about my journey either. I'm just kind of, you know, using my life now instead of weight loss. So that's step number one, is reflect on your journey through weight loss. Remind yourself of the obstacles you overcame. Remind yourself of what your why was when you first joined NoBS and really wanted to lose weight. Corinne talks about this all the time. Like a lot of us want to lose weight because we think that's where our happiness is going to lie. I can only be happy until, right? And the truth is, most of us in maintenance, as we get there, we realize that the weight loss was never going to make us happy, right? Because our brains will always find something wrong with us, right? So this is why we set goals outside of weight loss. So even if you're listening to this call right now and you are not in maintenance, I want you to think about this. You can start doing these things right now. I titled this call Life After Maintenance because it just went so cute with Louise's post. But the truth is, I encourage all of you, even if you're not in maintenance, to start setting life goals for yourself. Your weight is the least interesting thing about you. The more you get joy and create the life you want to have, the easier weight loss can feel because you're creating happiness through your life and not by that number on the scale. And those of us that are in maintenance know that it's really important to make sure that our habits that got us to our maintenance goal, we are in love with them for reasons outside of weight loss, right? We love the way they make us feel. right? It makes decision making easier. We don't want to overfuel our bodies. We want a chance to experience all the emotions that life has to offer. I don't want to shove them, I don't want to cover them up with food anymore, shove them down, right? Okay, so that's number one. Reflect on your journey through weight loss. Show your brain, look at all the feelings I had along the way. Here were my obstacles. Step number two, here we go. Redefine your why. Okay, this is important because weight loss was a finite goal. It's like, boom, you're in maintenance, right? Most of us, you know, are in a range. Some of us have a wide range, some of us have a narrow range, but it doesn't matter. Weight loss is a finite goal, right? But the desire for well-being, it's lifelong. So this is what we're cultivating here. When I say redefine your why, this is not like, I just want to, you know, I don't know, get promoted. That's not what I'm talking about here. It's who do you want to be for the rest of your life? Kind of like what I was saying to Vivian earlier. It's like, you're never too old. I want to be the kind of person that is always chasing growth. Like, I hope I'm listening to like master classes and podcasts until my toes turn up. Like, I just always want to be learning how to become the next best version of me, right? And so redefine your why. Look at your deeper motivations behind your weight loss or whatever goals you're setting for after maintenance, okay? So this is really, really important for redefining that purpose, because it can give you, when you redefine what am I doing here, it gives clarity around where your next steps are. I want you to think about that. If I want to be a lifelong learner and I want to always be growing, now my brain is like asking me, where do I have room for growth in my life? Now it's telling me, oh, maybe you want to work on your marriage and how to make that like even better. Maybe you want to become a better parent. Maybe you do want to get promoted. Maybe you have a fitness goal, right? Maybe you want to get more involved in your community. But when I am in a growth mindset, Corinne talks about that a lot, but when I am in a personal growth mindset, it becomes very clear to me to be able to find the areas that I'd like to have some growth in. Okay. So you can ask yourself, why did I want to lose weight in the first place? Why did I want to do that? And then what has that change opened up in me? What has losing my weight done for me? Right. And that's going to help you determine whether your next goal should be about just maintaining your weight for a little while, building some strength, improving your health, or something new like a personal goal. So that's step number two, redefine your why. Why do you want to pursue personal growth in your life? What's it going to do for you? Okay. Step number three, set new specific goals. So this is where you pick the goal. Right? What are you going to work on? Make it very specific. I would like to get promoted to blank, right? I would like to run a marathon. I would like to improve my relationship with my daughter, right? Very specific goals. This is important to keep progressing in other areas of your life. So by setting goals beyond fitness, beyond weight loss, you open yourself up to new opportunities for fulfillment and development. Which, if you remember what I was saying earlier about letting your life be the fulfilling feelings for you, we need food less to do that. So I'm just going to appeal to your, like, how do I make maintenance easy? That was a call that I did, I think, a few months ago, how to make maintenance easy. I think I gave three steps. Here's a bonus fourth one, right? Create goals in your life outside of weight loss. When I meet goals and get out and create this person that I want to be, I need food less to create that fulfillment for me. So in a way, setting goals outside of weight loss is going to actually help you maintain your weight. So that's step number three, is set new specific goals. Sky's the limit, right? Because remember, we've already worked through our limiting beliefs. We know that anything's possible. Okay. So here's some areas that you can sort of think about when you're trying to decide, okay, well, what do you mean, Christy? Like, what is this goal that I could set? So I sort of came up with three different areas, personal growth. So these would be things like mindfulness, emotional intelligence, learning a new skill. Maybe, for example, you could set a goal to read one self-development book a week or a month. maybe completing a personal certification. Like maybe you want to go to the life coach school, right? Maybe you want to work for an OBS, right? And help women create the life that they deserve and reach their goal weight. You could have career goals, right? Fitness goals would be in that personal growth too, but you could have career goals. So think about if you're working and you have, professional aspirations, like, do you want to pursue a promotion? Do you want to switch careers? Do you want to start a side hustle, right? What do you want to do in your career? Anything's open. And here's the cool thing. Like if you're feeling like super resistant to setting these goals, just tell your brain, you're just dreaming. Like you don't actually have to actually do any of this, but let's just dream a little bit. Let's be curious. If we were going to think about a career goal, what would it be? Right? Because sometimes our limiting beliefs will keep us from even dreaming or entertaining the idea of something. You could set a hobby goal. Like this is great for if you're in retirement or, if you're a stay-at-home mom, maybe you want a hobby goal. So think about reconnecting with things that you always enjoyed as a kid. I mean, I used to love to go roller skating, although I don't recommend probably roller skating now at my age. I don't think my knees would help me, but right? You could reconnect with that. You could reconnect with a hobby that you used to do as a kid or something maybe before your kids or before your career or anything like that. So it could be learning an instrument, right? Gardening. I can't even tell y'all how many things that I've bought and my husband has purchased for me to start a garden. And I'm pretty sure like all of the seeds that my son bought for me like 3 Christmases ago are probably in a drawer somewhere and I've never actually done it, but I have aspirations. I didn't set through and make a plan, which is going to be the next coming up step. But anyway, you could just any kind of hobby goal is great, right? All right. Step number 4. Create a maintenance or next level plan. So actionable steps. How are we going to do this? So whether it's fitness, personal growth, career development, having a structured plan keeps you on track and motivated. Have y'all ever heard this saying, a goal without a plan is just a wish? This is kind of like how I think I've heard Corinne say this about weight loss, right? Like my goal is to stop at enough today. Okay, how are you going to do that? We need a plan, right? Otherwise, we're just hoping for the best. This is the same when you start to set life goals. You need a plan. You need actionable steps. If you're going to get, if you want to, for example, if you want to get promoted, right? Then what's something that you're going to do? Like, what is an action you're going to do? Maybe you're going to update your resume. Maybe you're going to build relationships with mentors. Maybe you're going to enhance your skills by getting some extra certifications. If you have personal growth goals, maybe you're going to develop a morning routine that helps you get your day going sooner so you have more time to do some of the things that you want to do in the morning, like journaling or listening to a course or something like that. It also could mean that you dedicate time to learning a new language or skill. I have a friend right now who's learning Hungarian. I think that's amazing. Like, right? And she's like almost 60 and she's just decided to learn Hungarian. I'm like, that's amazing. I don't know anything about Hungarian language. It's probably challenging. I can only imagine, right? Okay. If you have a hobby goal, how could you set up a plan for that? Well, designate time in your week specifically. This is, oh my God, I have to tell you all this. So I was it not yesterday, today's Saturday, right? Yeah. Not yesterday, but the Friday before, my husband and myself and my future daughter-in-law and her twin sister played pickleball for the first time. Oh my gosh. How fun is that? Like, I understand the craze. I understand the total craze about pickleball. It was so fun. Now, I'm just going to be honest. I was sore as hell for like 3 days, but it was really, really fun. So it's something that I want to keep up. I went to Costco. I bought their little pickleball set because it was on clearance for 50% off. So I got 2 paddles and I got balls and there's this place in my town. Anyway, it was so, so fun. Just another example of how I'm just always looking for ways to enrich my life and make it more interesting, exciting, and fun. Maybe photography. Maybe you want to be a photographer. I have tried that, but I'm not very good at that. But set aside time for your hobbies. Every Friday, I'm going to be playing pickleball from 1 to 3 because it's open play and all the beginners can come and it's only $5. Okay, so that's step number 4, right? You're going to create a plan. Like, what are the actionable steps for your goal? What would it look like? How do I need to structure my day and my life to be able to reach this goal? And the last one before we get to open coaching. Oh, Jean says I started making jewelry. Amazing. The last step. This is my favorite. And listen, everybody has already done the step. Everybody that's listening to my voice right now has actually already done step number five, which is seek continued support and accountability, which you have right here in this, our little maintenance group. It's important because we know this from weight loss, right? Like having support increases your chances of success. It helps you stay consistent with new endeavors. Like surround yourself with people that are doing the same thing as you, right? Like join a pickleball Facebook group, right? If you want to become a pickleball player, right? If you're trying to train for a race or something like that, surround yourself with people who are also training for a race. Provide yourself some accountability, right? Post after this call, if you are like, hey, y'all, I'm going to do this. I'm going to set a goal. I've always wanted to do X. Post it in the maintenance group. Watch us all cheer you on and support you. Like, how fun is that? We want to see the pictures. We want to see, you know, the goals. We want to see your progress. We are built-in support for everybody. Okay. So any questions so far about the five steps? I'm going to review them really quickly. Step number one, let me scroll back up. Reflect on your journey through weight loss, right? So after you've gone through your limited beliefs, you're going to do step one, which is go through your weight loss journey. Since you're in maintenance, show your brain all the things that you worked through. Remind yourself that when you started losing weight, you didn't know you were going to do it. You didn't know you were going to be successful. You didn't know the steps to get there until you already got there. So whatever new goal you set, it's going to be the same. It's going to feel the same. Step number two, redefine your why. Why do you want to set goals outside of weight loss? Why do you want to pursue personal growth? Why is it important to you? What's it going to do for you? Step number three, set the goal and be very specific with it, right? Set those, if it's personal, if it's a hobby, if it's career, if it's fitness, no matter what it is, write it down somewhere. I haven't done one in a long time. Oh, we should do this. Maybe we should do this in the maintenance group in January. I'll think about this. What about like a vision board? Like I love a good vision board. And now they have them like you can do on Canva, like you can do them digitally. They're so, so cool. But yeah, set a goal, make it very specific, and then put it in front of your face, right? Like interact with your goal as much as you can so you stay really connected to it. And then step number four is create the actionable steps. Create the actionable steps. How am I going to get there? I'm going to create a morning routine. I am going to set aside, you know, 3 hours every Friday to play pickleball. And then of course, the last step is surround yourself with support and accountability. That will help you reach your goals. Okay. Any questions? Oh, Diane says I'm taking piano lessons. That is amazing. I also play piano too, Diane. Isn't it fun? It's playing piano for me is such a stress reliever. Like whenever I want to check out like from life and just take a break a little bit, I love to sit down and play my piano. Although some of y'all might know this, I'm building a house. So I'm in an apartment right now, so I don't have a piano right now. So I can't do it right now, but I love that. Okay, I'm going to scroll back through some of these comments. Thank you, Jean, for writing all of these steps down. Dylan says, I'm learning how to sing better with my Sweet Adeline's course. I was in the Sweet Adeline's. Did we talk about that? We might've talked about that. I don't know. I love it so much. If y'all haven't listened to the Sweet Adeline's, it's a acapella group, think barbershop, but for ladies. They're so good. And it's fun. It's so fun to watch. Okay. I want to run a marathon next spring. Vivian. Yes. Vivian, y'all, we're going to support Vivian. She's going to, so you go through the steps. If you want to run a marathon, what's the first thing you would need to do? Find one to run, right? And then come up with your actionable plan. Let's see who else has some goals that they want to share. Okay. How do you know which life coach school is legit? Michelle. I mean, for me, I researched one other life coach school, but once I started looking into the life coach school that Corinne and all the other NoBS coaches went to, it became very clear to me that that was the one for me. But there's, in fact, I think there, oh, you know what? We may, I don't know. We used to have a Facebook group, that was for life coaches and therapists. But you could also post in the main Facebook group. There's probably some other really great schools out there. Yeah. Okay. Let me go down. Oh, weave. Sherry says I've started to weave. Amazing. Amazing. Okay. Oh, Diane says we have a grand and a keyboard. Okay, Diane, I have to tell you this one thing. When my new house is finished, I've already paid half. I ordered a little baby grand, a Yamaha baby grand that is also a player piano, and I am so excited about it, y'all. It is going to be amazing. When I get it into the house, I'll post a video of it playing. I'm so excited. Okay. So now's the time we reach, guys. Open coaching. Anybody in maintenance have something that they want to talk about? Does not have to be what we talked about today. That was just sort of my little learning lesson for life after maintenance. And or if you want to start setting goals in your life that are non-weight loss related, sort of my 5-step process. But now's the time for anybody to raise their hand, get coached. What are you struggling with? Or do you want to talk about a goal that you might have, how to get started? And if nobody raises their hand, then this is a 30-minute maintenance call this month. So, who's got questions? Lee says, I'm not in maintenance yet, but I am working on publishing my poetry. Oh, that's beautiful. I think that's amazing. I think that's amazing. Oh, wait, there's a question in Q&A. These are the steps to, oh, Dylan, like what were my 5 steps to? Oh, okay. Like how to set goals after maintenance, like how to keep your goals going besides weight loss. That was a question in the Q&A. Tammy says, I'm a pastel painter. I want to be accepted into an international association of pastel artists. These 5 steps are so helpful. Good. Yes. I can't wait to see your work. That's amazing. Post some pictures, Tammy. We would love to see. We would love to see. Okay, going once, y'all. Let's go. Let's go. Who wants some coaching? Maybe you are outside of your maintenance range and you're trying to get back in. Maybe you are not sure what your maintenance goal could be. I'm giving you topics that I usually coach on in maintenance. Okay. Oh, Audrey's got a question. Let's get Audrey up here. Promote to panelist. Audrey, I think you said you were in Nashville, right? Yeah, outside of Nashville. Oh, here she comes. Hey, Audrey, you're muted, hon. There you go.
Hey. Well,
How
if
are
I
you?
was going to talk, I'll talk. I'll always talk.
I love it. I love it.
Okay, so mine actually is more life coaching, but anybody could easily listen and hear it with the weight world because it's kind of similar. It was funny. I'm doing the Conquering the Scale course, which I've not done before, and I will say I weighed this morning and I was up 2 pounds,
Okay.
and I did all this. I'm working on that.
The
But I
scale protocol.
say it again.
You did the scale protocol that's
No,
recommended in the course.
I just mean just working on the self-talk around it. Like I know the
Okay.
reasons why. So, but I'm having trouble transferring that outside of weight.
Okay.
So I'm a coach, I'm a financial coach, and it's a normal thing when you own a business for revenue to go up and down the way the scale goes up and down. I have had a strange, good unicorn experience the last 13 years where it's mostly gone up, 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 up.
Okay.
So 2024 is down a bit. So I've tried telling myself this is normal. I know the reasons. I was in a grief situation this spring, lost a dear friend, chose to take a couple weeks and go to France. I'm choosing to take a week off. So I know the reasons, but yet there's something in my brain doing the I'm not good enough if I'm not constantly in growth mode in the business.
Okay. So the first thing that I would do is get super factual about your data.
Okay.
And you don't have to share here, but you in your personal data, like what are we talking about?
Oh, I
How
know
much
it.
are you down? You know it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah. So
and
I'm probably down like 20% for the
okay.
year. And
Okay.
I did math and was like, well, if I make this many per month, this much per month, October, November, December, because it's come back up from the spring. But my brain, I know, oh, I may know it. I may know it. I may have just got the aha. I guess I need to allow myself a range, right? Because I'm trying to match the number from last year and I'm doing the math and like without killing myself, which I don't want to do in the last quarter, I'm just not going to make last year's number.
This reminds me, have when you were losing your weight, did y'all ever, did you? Audrey, did you or anybody else in the chat, you can say, yes, this was me. Did y'all ever used to like get a calendar? This was something I used to do. I used to get a calendar and I would be like, okay, If I lose 2 pounds a week, I would literally go through the whole year and I would write what my weight would be every single week if I lost 2 pounds a week. Now, of course, this was back in the before no BS. So I would try to predict like how much I, because that felt good in the moment, because then I could see myself as somebody's laughing right now. There's a laughy face. Yeah. Right. And then what always happens? The moment I got off schedule, I was like, well, shit, now I got to make it up. Now, next week, I've got to lose 4 pounds, And then
Yep.
after a while, I'd get so far behind
Yeah,
that I would
that's
have
how I
false.
feel. Like I'm so far behind.
Yes. I'm
Even
so far
though
behind.
it's come
Yes.
up, it's come up the last couple months. I've taken on 3 new clients in 2 weeks. Like everything else is pacing, but I feel like, yeah, I'm so far behind.
Yes, I'm so far behind. That's your poison thought, right? And so, how does it feel when you say, because do y'all hear her brain offering the other side? I mean, yes, it's factual. Your revenue is 20% down, but it's also equal air timing you. I've got, what'd you say, 3 new clients? I've got 3 new clients.
The last
It's
couple of
come up
weeks.
since the spring, blah, 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 right? So instead of focusing on how can I make up to get back where I was, because that's a red herring,
It's the
right? Because when you
perfectionism.
think that, how do you feel? When you think I've got to make up to get back where I was, how does that feel in the F line?
It literally makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah. You feel very closed, right? It feels like pressure,
Oh, yes.
right?
Feels
It
like
feels
pressure.
like that's how I,
Self-imposed.
yes, that's how I, that's how I used to feel. I feel all this pressure like to get there, right? And here's the thing, when we are feeling very closed and very pressured, like, cause I can just see your, it's like, you just go into this like, ugh, mode, right? Then we're not going to look for solutions on how to increase our revenue, right? Our action line is going to look very, you're not going to show up as the best version of you to get more clients, to increase your revenue. But
Right.
it's, isn't it funny how we think if we just put pressure on ourselves, we'll make ourselves like do the things?
Yeah, I think that's the way I functioned the first 50 years, and it works, right? High achieving personalities, it works in a way until it doesn't work, or until
Until
you're
it,
miserable while it's working.
right. And this is why we talk about a no BS, right? Like, we don't want everyone to just lose their weight. We want everyone to be happy and have a life that they want to live. Like, listen, weight loss is always not going to be easy. Having a business, that you are the CEO of is not always going to be easy, right? But who wants a business that is so successful, but they're miserable all the time?
Right.
Nobody.
Nobody.
We don't want that. So if we are in that more positive mindset about when you're thinking about like, oh my gosh, look at me. I've got 3 new clients. Oh, revenue is up. How do you feel when you think that?
Yeah, very encouraged. Very encouraged to make impact, new types of clients, new meaning, new situations, new challenges, new opportunities for impact.
Yeah. So your A line is so much more open, so much more in line with who you want to be in your business, right? Like when we are in that space of pressure and stress, our actions, they're not usually conducive to the result we're trying to get because we're very closed, right? It's like when we are in judgment of an overeat, right? We're never going to find a solution to our overeats when we are in judgment of it because we won't want to look at it, right? So if you just make your brain equal airtime to find the progress and the success that you are currently having, if that is your tea every day, Audrey, I'm going to make a list. I want you to make a list of here's what I did today to grow my business. Here are the things I'm doing. Here's evidence that my business is growing. Here's what's going right. That's
Yeah.
going to, your F line is going to look like positive, hopeful, whatever that F is for you. And then your action line is going to be like, keep doing it, right? Keep doing more of the things.
Yes. Yeah, makes sense. Just like the weight stuff, just focusing on the habits, versus yeah,
Yeah,
versus
because if the
the
goal is to grow my business, not make up for my slackerness earlier in the year. If I'm just focused, I just want to grow my business like all the time, like even next year. Like, let's say you match whatever you did last year, this year.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to guess that you always want to be sort of in this. I'm not saying that you always have to be like, making yourself do stuff, but you always want to be growing and expanding, like, right? Because that's required to be able to stay relevant in you said you're in finance. Yeah, right. So you got to stay on top of things. So when you are in that growth mindset, if the goal is, if the thought is, how can I grow my business today? That's going to lead you to curiosity, openness, solution oriented. Your action line is going to look amazing versus, okay, I've got to make this much this month, and then I got to make this much the next month. And then, oh my God, what about the holidays? People are never wanting to do this in the holidays, and I've got all these obstacles, right? Then your solution line, your action line is gonna be filled with desperate actions.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
I just thought maybe I'll make a habit tracker for myself. Because all I'm really tracking super intentionally it are the numbers. I'm not really, I mean, I know how many consultations I've done and those kind of things, but I don't like really focus and do kind of an assessment on
Of
those
the
things
successful things.
of the successful things.
Yeah. Well, and that's so normal, right? Because what is our habit brain designed to do? Find the problems, find the areas that are of concern, right? It's the same thing as, like, Corinne is always talking about, find the wins. Don't focus on your missteps all the time, right? Because that's not going to make your F line want to keep going. It's going to feel hard. Right. Focus on what you're doing right, and let's see if how can we capitalize on that stuff, because that will actually get you the results you want versus putting yourself in a pressure cooker to get there. So if I were you, here's what I would do for action steps. I love the idea of habit tracking. I would habit track how many days, if you wrote down at least three ways that you grew your business that day. Three things that you did with the intention of growing your business. Show your brain, hey, this is what I'm doing to be creative and grow my business, versus your brain is going to offer you, well, the numbers. Have you looked at the numbers lately?
I know. Have you looked
Yeah.
at slightly, Audrey? So,
Yeah.
which, who's your guy? Steve. Steve, right? Steve's
Yeah.
like, well, you're behind. You're behind
Yeah.
2023. It was your best year ever. Well, that was nice, but that's over. Here we are. Yeah, no, that's super helpful. And I hope
Good.
people can see, there's so much correlation between what we're learning here in OBS for the weight loss world to the rest of our life. So
Yeah,
thank
that's why
you.
I said those five steps are the same. It's the same. You could put weight loss in there for that five-step goal process. You could put weight loss in there too. It just doesn't matter. It's about what you're telling yourself and allowing yourself to believe that it's possible. So good. So good. Well, thanks for
Thank
coming
you.
on, and thanks for raising your hand, and I'll see you next month.
Yeah,
Okay.
and next time I'll fix my hair. I wasn't planning on coming
Girl, you look amazing. I don't even want to hear you. All
I'll need
right.
it.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let me see if I can know how to take her down, because, oh, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? Take her down.
Put me down.
I don't even know. There you are. Okay. I had to click on this other screen. I act like this is my first time doing it. Okay. Change role to attendee. All right, Dylan. Let's see. And let me pull Dylan up here. Make a panelist. Y'all, I got my COVID booster vaccine yesterday and my flu shot. Like, it's no joke. My arm is sore. I did arms this morning at the gym, and it is. Whew. Hey, girl. Hey, look at that purple hair.
I know,
You're
right?
sideways. There you go. Okay.
I'm
How are you, love?
good. How are you?
I am so good. So good. What are we talking about today?
So it's funny that, and I also feel like I have, not ready to be seen, but okay.
Unconditional
Enjoy
love
the.
and acceptance on this maintenance call.
I love that.
Yes.
So basically, I am feeling, wow, I'm nervous. So take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're nailing what I was wanting to talk about, which is reframing my why. So
Okay.
I'm gonna take the time, get to the journal and reframe the steps because I am still like I was in maintenance, and now I'm in weight loss mode because I do want to lose like 10 more pounds to get back to like my maintenance range. And it's because, like, I know it's because my why for weight loss is I just want to be comfortable in my body. And I really like this feeling that, and I'm still here, even 10 pounds above where I wanted to be or where I felt like, wow, I'm really in maintenance and this is amazing. And then I slowly put on the 10 pounds. It feels disappointing in my brain, but in my body, just it does feel good. Like, I could adjust that for myself. And I don't know what I want to do about that. But I noticed that for my overeating, which is I know what caused my 10 pounds more, and I am hearing all the thoughts, and it's so funny. And
I've been honest with this group before that I do love to take gummies. That is my like relaxation. And I decided there is nothing wrong with that. I'm not abusing drugs. It is something I enjoy. But it also has that added thing where your brain gets turned off. Your logical brain, it goes offline because you're like feeling extra good.
Okay.
And I want to be able to do that and have that conversation. And I feel like I do. And I feel like, Dylan, you've had enough. You're not hungry. It's like, I know, but I want something crunchy. And I took it to Ask Coaches, and they're like, well, you have a choice in that moment. You can decide what you want to work on if it's worth it. And it's like the little girl in me is saying, no, life is too short. I want to have fun. I am relaxing. I don't feel like I need to lose that much more weight. I can handle one more overeat. And it's been maintaining at this higher 10 pounds up
Okay.
for months because of that
Okay.
attitude. Okay.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Do you want to lose 10 pounds?
That's the question I'm trying to figure out. I don't know. I know that when I lost the first, like in the first, I joined in like 2021 or 22, and I lost 40 pounds like within the first year. It was amazing. I was like, oh my God, this really works. This is great. And I love all my habits and I love eating less and I feel very aware. And even just day-to-day life, my personal life has improved, my confidence has improved, all these things. But like nobody else is telling me to lose 10 more pounds. And I really like having my ice cream. I've got it to every other day. And
Okay, so you're telling me right now all the reasons you don't want to lose 10 pounds, which is totally fine. I'm fine with that. Then don't lose them, right? Then don't lose them. Are there any reasons that you do want to lose 10 pounds?
I mean, all my clothes that I bought, like even the smaller ones, I'm still like about 30 pounds less than what I started with. All my clothes fit.
Okay.
I have a style. I enjoy wearing the
Y'all
clothes
see
that
what's
I
happening? I
wanted.
asked her why she wants to lose 10 pounds, and now she's giving me more reasons that she
Why
doesn't
she
want
doesn't
to
want
lose
to.
it, which is fine. I think you might be answering your own question.
And I feel guilty that like I get to
Oh,
binge sometimes and it doesn't
she
really
feels,
count.
oh, it doesn't count. Well, let me ask you this, because this could be a reason that you do, maybe you don't want to lose 10 pounds, but maybe you don't want to binge anymore. Do you have a reason that you might not want to binge?
Yeah, because I don't want to slowly but surely gain more weight. Like now
Are
I'm
you
at like
doing that?
175
Are you
and I've
doing
been,
that?
well, only since when was I at 165? Like I hit my maintenance range that I had in mind was like 160 to 170. And I hit that 165, 170 range like about, I don't know, 6 months ago or so. And then it got back up to like between 165 and 175. So now I'm like 175. And I'm scared. I'm scared that I'm gonna like let down my guard per se. And like I enjoy and I haven't binged. I can't say that because there's binging and then there's like having the munchies. And I feel like I'm having controlled munchies. Like I'm like,
Okay, well
okay.
let's just address that. Okay, so you are right. Like listen, whether it's gummies or your, alcohol or whatever, there are substances that make it more challenging for our conscious brains to come online. That is true. Right. It's also can be challenging for our conscious brains to come online when we're like super tired and things like that. Right. Like it's just, there's lots of different scenarios that can make that challenging.
I've
My
done the
best,
same things when I'm not high.
it, yeah, exactly. Right. So my best tip for that is environmental cues. Like if it was me, I would try this. Now, is this going to work for you? I don't know, Dylan, but let's try it. Right. Like
Okay.
when you are partaking in your gummies, lay out the foods that will go along with that. Maybe one portioned out snack, maybe one whatever. Put some things in your environment to make it easy for you. This is very similar to like when you like go to a restaurant. This is why we say like go ahead and ask for a to-go container right away so you can just move half of it, because it is ch a little more challenging while you're sitting there socializing, and talking to other people, to it can be more challenging to stop it enough. So we just say, hey, put some bumpers up for yourself. Like some actual like physical stop gaps, right? Like try that. Like when I'm high, these are my snacks. This is what I have. It's this portioned out amount. And then see how
Okay.
that goes for you. But I just want to go back to the 10 pounds. So, what are the reasons that you would want to overeat less that have nothing to do with the scale? Like, let's say you were
Nothing to
160. Let's say you were 160 and you're like maintaining your weight or 165, whatever it was that you were. You're maintaining your weight. What is your reason to not overeat a lot or consistently? Why would you not want to do that?
because I like looking slimmer. I like my style. I like my clothes to feel not tight on me, you know. I don't wear a lot of tight clothes. I wear leggings, but I've gotten like, you know, medium-sized leggings. When I lost the weight, I was like, oh, I could go into a medium, not a large, and they're stretchy. But the medium was t uncomfortable. It was like, why am I doing this? Like, just to have a medium on. And I went back up to the large pants. I used to be extra large, so you know, okay. And they're more comfortable. I do yoga. I'm comfortable in my body. So that's what keeps me wanting to stay in 165. And I like seeing pictures of myself where I feel like proud. I look in the mirror and I feel like,
And
ooh,
are
you
those
know,
things that you
I look
don't feel
good.
now, Dylan? At 170, you said you're 175 right now.
I'm 175 right now. I
Are
mean,
those things that
yes.
don't
When
feel,
I
you
look
don't
in
feel
my
good in your clothes right
pictures,
now? You don't look good in your pictures? Like, what are you saying?
yeah, when I see some pictures, I'm like, ugh, a little bit annoyed
Okay.
because I see more curves than I want to. My
Okay.
arm's a little bit bigger than I want to.
Okay.
You know, somebody said
Okay.
health is a motivator. Like I try to tell myself like healthy, you know, I want, but I feel pretty healthy right now.
Yeah.
You
So
know,
that
my
wouldn't be a
yoga, I can
motivator for
like,
you. Yeah. So imagine if in the moment that you are overeating, I sat down next to you, I just slid in right next to you and I said, hey, you know, if you stop right now because your body's kind of said it's had enough, you're going to be more likely to get those arms that you're working for. You're going to feel super good when you're in those pictures next weekend. Would that work for you in that moment? Or would you slap me across the
it
face?
might. I have a really
Ugh.
good accountability partner. I might slap you. I've like I keep quiet. I'm like, don't tell your husband because he will help me and he won't do it in a mean way. Don't tell him. Oh, I could text Diana right now and say, hey, I want that. Should I have it? And she could say, oh, don't you want it? Like, but I'm like, shh, don't tell.
You
Because
don't want
then
to
you'll
reach
get
out
away
for
with
help
it.
because, okay, yeah, then you'll get away with it, right?
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
reaching out, okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever reached out to your accountability partner, Diana, and she's helped you?
Yeah.
Like you ended up not eating?
No, I haven't given her the chance.
You haven't given her the
I've
chance.
done it
Okay.
afterwards. We've discussed afterwards and she we like we process it later. I do my discovery worksheet or something and it's always the same thing.
So what do you imagine would happen if you actually reached out to your husband, or I use my husband for accountability all the time. What do you imagine would happen if you reached out to your husband or to Diana in the moment you're having an urge to overeat or just have a little mini binge or whatever it is? What do you think would happen?
Well, with my husband, it's way easier to get mad at him and blame him. And I don't want to put him in that position. So I
So
don't.
you think you would get mad at him?
Yes.
Okay.
Leave me
What do you
alone. I want
think?
to have fun.
Okay. What do you think would happen if you reached out to Diana?
Well, I'm not. I know she, I was, I like I said, I hear the thoughts and
No,
I
I
hear
know, but you're
myself
answer my
trying.
question. What do you think would happen if you reached out to her or me? What would happen if you reached out to me? And you're like, Christy, I am like, listen, they just brought in Crumble Cookie. And you
Oh.
know, I saw 174, so I got a little room and I just want to go. I'm just going to eat the whole one. Like,
Oh
I know I
my
don't need the
God.
whole one, but I'm just going to eat
And
the
the
whole
gluten in
one.
there is going to seriously give me a stomach ache, but it's so
But who
tasty.
cares? I'm willing to endure it. It will be a good trade.
Well,
Yes. Okay.
if I said that to you, what would you say?
What do you think I would say?
Dylan, you know, you can have that another time when you're hungry and enjoy it even more. Right now, you're not even hungry. And even though it would taste good, you've tasted it before. It's not like it's going to be an exciting new experience or anything.
I might also say, okay, let's pretend that you eat it. Now, how do you feel?
Disappointed, like it wasn't worth
Disappointed.
it.
Okay, so are you willing to feel a moment, like 90 seconds worth of disappointment? For the pride and goal committed that you will feel the rest of the day today.
That sounds better. I mean, pride
Okay.
would be good too.
Right. Have you ever regretted not overeating?
Never.
Never. Have you ever regretted overeating?
Often.
Often. Okay. So the quicker that we can get good at delayed gratification, the faster you're going to reach your goals. Because, and I'm not saying delayed gratification like wait until you're hungry for the cookie. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's the feeling that you're trading. I'm willing to feel a little bit of an urge for about 90 seconds or so. I'm willing to feel that right now and let that go through me because I can handle it. It will pass. I won't stay in it forever. So I can have the feeling of pride, commitment to my goals, whatever it is that is inevitably, I have all this evidence that I always feel good about myself when I make it through an urge. I don't have a lot of evidence that I feel good about myself when I give in. That takes a little bit of work. And don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying we can't talk to ourselves nicely if we give in to an urge. Of course we can, but that takes work, right? That takes work. You have
It
never
takes work,
regretted
though,
saying
in my
no.
mind to also talk myself through the urge. Like and this is a bigger thing that I've recently discovered is that I guess like in my life I'm scared to be sad. And so I've learned to take care of myself with sadness, with like reach for something. Like that's how I feel about the gummies. It's like, oh, I've had a hard day. I deserve to feel better. That's going to be a quick fix. And I'm working through no BS to try to like get And I'm getting there. I'm getting more practice. Like,
I love that.
I am on antidepressants. I'm okay. And like trying to tell myself like it won't, like disappointment and sadness is a feeling I can trust myself with. And it
Yes.
feels really scary. It feels like really like
Sure.
oh God, we're not always going to get a deep thing. But I think this is kind of deep for me. It's like that little girl in me that wants to just be like, you can do it. It's okay. Because
Yeah.
you don't want to feel sad.
Yeah,
And
which is
I
so
think like I
normal.
need to go through some sadness, even if it's just not having the cookie.
What does someone who's experiencing sadness look like? Like, what do you watch them do?
What do I watch them do? What do you
Yeah, how
mean?
would you know if someone was feeling sad?
Well, I see it like their face, they're concentrating, they're disappointed about something, they're bummed, they can't seem to like for me, sadness is like in the past and in my soul, it feels perpetual because it's always taken me in my past a lot. And I think my body just reacts that way, like, oh crap, this could be days. And it's no longer the case, but I think
You're not reminding yourself of that.
I'm not reminding myself, it's very subconscious. And my go-to when I'm tired at the end of the day is like, just take care of myself. Let's just feel better so I don't go down there. And
You have a do you have a sad day protocol?
no.
No. This might be a good opportunity for you to sort of lay out like a safety net for yourself when you're having one of those days. Now, for people that are not diagnosed with depression, like you might want to go a different route. But for you, if you're, diagnosed depression and you're on medication, you might want to consider coming up with sort of a one of those days protocol. Corinne has one. How to take care of me when I'm just having one of those days? Because imagine this, if your brain knows that when you have one of those days, it's going to get well taken care of, do you think you would be less likely to need food to avoid it?
Sounds like it's possible.
Sounds like it's possible.
Then maybe I'd be less triggered in those little moments. I mean, hopefully. It's like so funny. Like, do I take care of, like, is it a big problem or is it just a little problem of me, like, not wanting to give in to the little need and that moment of gratification for a long-term goal that I do have?
But I don't think I think we kind of I think we took a left turn, and we're realizing now that maybe some of it is an avoidance of feeling the feeling. Right? Like we can stay connected to our why of like, why would I not want to give in to this urge so I can get the feeling of pride later? That's kind of what we were talking about before. But the other reason that's maybe more related to what we're talking about right now is, why do I not want to give in to this urge? Because I want the practice of supporting myself through a feeling.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Because if I just take that moment to practice supporting myself through wanting something and not having it, that I can be sad and disappointed in that moment, that it, I don't know, say that again.
Yes,
I want the
right?
practice of getting
Yeah.
myself through this feeling with kindness.
I want to start creating evidence that I can take care of myself through this feeling.
Evidence that I can take care of myself for this feeling. That would be amazing. In a
Yeah.
small way, what if I could collect those little wins, maybe that would work and translate over to the bigger days.
Absolutely.
That'd be lovely. That'd be
Absolutely.
so cool.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like we talked about a lot today, but I'm so appreciative of this conversation. So number
I
one,
appreciate it too.
good. Put some environmental bumpers when you're doing your gummies. Portion out some snacks. Anything that's on the counter in that Ziploc baggie is fair game. Everything else is a no-no. I don't care if you got to put a big sign that says skull and crossbones on the pantry or wherever your go-to is. Set yourself up for some success with like, hey, here's the parameters. And then I want you to practice this thought. I want you to create a one of those days protocols. Like how are you going to show up? Think things like, I'm going to only do one thing on my to-do list, maybe. I'm going to shower and drink my water, but I'm not going to plan my food and I'm going to watch TV all day in my comfy clothes. Or I'm going to give myself a big hug, or I don't know what it needs to look like for you, but some kind of amazing, like lush, this is me taking care of you, that kind of thing. Let's create that. And then I want you to practice the thought of when those days come up. It's like, or when those urges come up, this is an opportunity for me to practice getting myself through this feeling because I can. Yeah.
And then I'll figure out whether or not I want to lose 10 pounds or not.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, right? Like your brain is really, really, I mean, if you want a third homework assignment, because this is number three now. If you want a third homework
I'm an
assignment,
overachiever. Let's go for it.
okay, well,
I'm
let's
just
do it,
kidding.
right? If you want a third homework assignment, make a list of why of the reasons you might want to lose the 10 pounds, and then you can study it and see, is this still valid? Is this because maybe you don't, or maybe you want to hang out here for a little while you work on these other things that we talked about, the gummies and the protocol for your one of those days protocol. Maybe the 10 pounds ends up taking care of itself and you don't even have to ask the question.
Yeah, that would be
I
cool.
mean, you
Just
never
follow my
know.
no BS habits.
Exactly. Will you keep us updated in Facebook?
I will. Thank you,
Yeah.
Chrissy. You're
You're welcome,
amazing.
love. Good to see you. Okay, take
Bye.
care.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Okay, what a fun call. I love y'all so much. Okay, we are a little bit over, just a couple minutes over, but I want to thank everybody for coming on the call today and being here. If you want to reach out to me, if you have any other questions, please reach out to me in Facebook. I will do my best to get those 5 steps up on the in the Facebook group in written form. So if anybody didn't get a chance to write them down and you're wondering what they were, I'll try to get them up on Monday. All right, y'all, take care. Love ya.